Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him afar off, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to wait for the outcome. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any, even though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, "This fellow said, 'I'm able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us, if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." "You have said so," Jesus replied. "But I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?"
"He is worthy of death,"
they answered. Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fists. Others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, Messiah. Who just hit you?" Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him and said, "You are also one of his disciples. You were with Jesus of Galilee." But Peter denied it before them all.
"I don't know what you're talking about," he said.
Then he went out to the gateway, where another servant girl saw him, and said to the people around, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again with an oath.
"I don't know this man."
After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them. Your accent betrays you." Then he began to call down curses, and he swore to them,
"I don't know this man."
Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken. "Before the rooster crows, you will deny knowing me 3 times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people made their plans how to have Jesus executed. So they bound him and led him away and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, Jesus gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Barabbas,
So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one of the two do you want me to release to you today? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" For he knew that it was out of self-interest that they handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent him this message: "Don't you have anything to do with this innocent man? For I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus crucified. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" When Pilate saw he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of the blood of this just man," he said. "It's your responsibility." All the people answered, "His blood be on us and our children." Then he released Barabbas to them. And when he had Jesus flogged, he handed him over to them to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and they twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him, and they took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own clothes back on him and led him away to crucify him. As they were going down, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall. But after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. Above his head, they placed in large writing a charge against him. "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place of the skull, there they crucified him, along with the two thieves, one on the right and the other on the left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And then they divided up his clothes and began to cast lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ, the Son of God, the Chosen One." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him vinegar to drink. And they said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Then one of the criminals who was hung there with him hurled insults at him. "Are you the Christ? Save yourself and save us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence as I am? We are punished justly. We are getting what we deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise." near the cross of Jesus. There stood his mother. And his mother's sister, Salome, the wife of Cleopas. When Jesus saw his mother there, and that disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to her, "Woman, behold your son." And to that disciple he said, "Son, behold your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. From noon until about 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. And about 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Later, knowing that everything had now been accomplished, and the scriptures were being fulfilled, Jesus said, "I'm thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a tall stalk of hyssop, and lifted it to the lips of Jesus. So when he received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and died. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all of those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching all of these things. Amen.